Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Now living in New York City, but raised in Kansas City, Missouri, that was composer, pianist, actor, dancer, and public speaker Harold O'Neill with the track Agent M off his latest 2020 project called Once Upon a Time. This very talented artist has been around quite a bit in his life so far. It all started when he was born in Tanzania. His great-grandfather was a jazz pianist and composer for silent film in Kansas City, where his grandmother walked to school with Charlie Parker. He started playing piano by ear at the age of 4 on his father's miniature keyboard. His earliest inspirations came from the music of Tom and Jerry, Looney Tunes, and Disney, and you hear a lot of those influences in this latest release. We caught up with Harold here at the show to find out about how it all began for him, this jazz walk of his, the addiction to the arts, and this is what he said.
You know, I've always been a dreamer, and I've always been ambitious. And while the cards were not always stacked in my favor, I never lost my optimism. For much of that, I have my grandmother to thank.
He went to the Paseo Academy of Fine and Performing Arts with classmate Logan Richardson, and then he started touring the world with Bobby Watson when he was 19 after studying composition at the Berklee College of Music. Then it was on to the Manhattan School of Music, being an apprentice for the great pianist and composer Andrew Hill. Then it was albums and pure action, appearing in things like Jay-Z's music video for the hit record Young Forever and on the HBO television series Boardwalk Empire, portraying James P. Johnson. Harold is always going places. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has brought you the likes of Harold O'Neill, Logan Richardson, Pat Metheny, and Charlie Bird Parker, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the best jazz from this Kansas City backyard and the world at large. From the Grammy Award-winning jazz album called Full Circle by the Pat Metheny Group, this is from 1984. This is the title cut, and as we get into it, listen to Harold talk about the impact this album had on him.
Well, the first song I fell in love with is Pat Metheny's First Circle, and it starts with this syncopated clapping rhythm over vocals. And I remember we would listen to that. My dad always listened to a lot of different genres of music. So he would play that Pat Metheny album, and we would sit there trying to figure out the clapping rhythms to it. So that album was the first album I fell in love with. It happened to be a jazz album. But Pat Metheny's kind of, you know, has his own sound, you know, so it's jazz and a bit beyond.
This is Harold O'Neill from Kansas City, currently residing in New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Understand what happens to all the music that was so swinging to me. Those were the days when I could shake my head and could always pat my feet. I can remember Dizzy and Bird on a Ross making musical history. Dexter and Jug and Ill the North, Barney Kelso screaming Hot McGee. Man, they really, really used to turn me on. I never will forget the way that they were swinging. I started singing around about the time, cause I was with the soul, you see. Flip was a ripping and tearing out and sounding loud on a saxophone. Then Prince came riding by so quickly that I wanted to cry. There was Lee Young and J.J. and then there was the K.K. and then Fatal Barry happened on the scene. Everybody just told their own story. They were in glory, never got boring. Hey, understand me, I like rock, but I am really in shock when I hear some of these things that call good music today. I could just let them scream, take it away. Won't you tell me what they're trying to say when it's ready? I like a rock and roll, just got plenty soul. I can do the boogaloo and up and do the pop on and I watch them see. Dexter's Dex show was mean, from New York, the coast to New Orleans. Let me shut my mouth for the kids think that I'm a square and they stop and say that it's old and he ain't aware.
That was the legendary jazz tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon with the tune Diggin' In off his 1977 CD, Sophisticated Giant. Long Tall Dexter was at it as a pro for over four decades, and this life of his was documented in his biography penned by his wife, Maxine. It was called Sophisticated Giant as well. And she had some great words to impart on why he was timeless. I caught her in person recently at the Johnson County Community College as a part of their speaking series that was spearheaded by Kansas City's one and only vocal gem, Deborah Brown. At any rate, this was Maxine's answer on the timelessness of Dexter.
And I remember him saying to Herbie Hancock, when they made the movie Round Midnight, he said to Herbie, play the tunes with the original chord changes and melody. Don't do what you do, because Herbie wanted to be more modern, so he redoes different chord changes.
Sure.
Dexter said, don't do that.
Yeah.
He said, go back to the original melody and chord changes. There's so much you can do with the music.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was his concept. He said, because it's all modern.
Right.
It wasn't like, oh, you're playing something from bebop and then after that is more modern. There's no such thing as
right.
modern.
From the great Sicilian jazz guitar legend Joe Pass, we go next. Here he is with the tune Mana de Carnaval off the 1963 CD Black Orpheus as we carry on.
This is Michael Zober, and I just want to encourage you to continue listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. He plays the good stuff.
Hey.
That was San Francisco Bay Area bass saxophonist and composer Michael Zilber with the song The Breckerfast Club off the 2019 CD East West Music for Big Bands. This Canadian-born ex-New Yorker has 11 albums to his name as a leader or co-leader. He has performed and or recorded with many jazz luminaries over the years. And we talked to Michael here at Neon Jazz, and he had a very vivid early experience that would shape his future. Have a listen.
One of the very first rehearsals we did, I was playing a simple concert band piece, and the director fortunately did not hit me in the head with a baton, but because we were playing a D minor arpeggio, and I got bored with it and started making something else up. He said, "That's cool." He stopped the whole band and he said, "That's cool what you're doing. We call that jazz. That's great. Now don't do that right now." It was down the road to a perdition from there.
This latest CD is his 12th as a leader, and it's very ambitious. A once-in-a-lifetime project with two all-star big band recording sessions, one in New York and the other in San Francisco. It's a great one. So I had to know what live show was the first one for Michael that made him believe in jazz and really wake him up. It was an incredible show. So as we get into the Stan Getz Quartet live at Birdland in 61 with the tune, Where Do You Go? Have a listen to Michael explain.
The first show that made a real impact on me was I got to see a double bill of Stan Getz and Cannonball Adderley. That was probably the first really high-level jazz show I ever got to see, and I think I was like 13 or 14 at the time, and by then I was getting pretty into the saxophone and was getting pretty good at it, and those guys were definitely, especially Cannonball. I remember being just blown away by Cannonball.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the rather groundbreaking group featuring Kansas City bassist Jeff Harshbarger, the Perno Loca Ensemble, with the tune Triality 3 off their very nice 2020 CD called Metaraga. Perna is a professor of mathematics and music at the University of Kansas and combines the two disciplines into Metaraga, a systematic musical framework deeply inspired by ideas and concepts in algebraic geometry. This music journey may start from any of the known genres, traverse into other musical worlds, and ultimately arrive at a no man's land. And we caught up with Jeff about this recording and this band. These were his thoughts.
Perna insists, and I would agree with him, that it's just a new way of playing music. It's a new language, and the more we do it together, like, the deeper we're getting into it. So this album I would consider a jumping off point. I would consider it sort of the beginning of this new thought.
Let's keep the music going around here. This is Canadian pianist Lauren Collette with a catchy tune. This is the 2007 song But Not Here off the CD Family Treasures, as the show will and must go on.
this is Aaron Deal, and you're listening to The Vagabond on Neon Jazz.
That was the title cut off Aaron Deal's 2020 recording, The Vagabond, another quiet masterpiece by this very prolific pianist. And our final walk into the jazz is from New York's melody poet, songwriter, producer, and saxophonist Mike Casey. He's becoming a regular around here. This is his brand new song, Feel the Burn, circa 2020, given to me a day after Missouri's Super Tuesday, at a time prior to the emergency social shutdown of the world due to the coronavirus pandemic. So hopefully we can let a little jazz soothe our world on hold and a lot of these musicians that are waiting to play again and all of us that just aren't quite sure what's going on or how this thing is going to end. But we know that the smoke will clear and life will resume, and hopefully we'll be wiser and clearer for it. So it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and an antidote to bad music and a cat that loves good times, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. We love you, man. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.